USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunther. Susan Wright, the wife of late Republican Representative Ron Wright, advanced Saturday in a runoff election for Texas's 6th Congressional District. The district, which covers some southeastern parts of Fort Worth, is seen as the country's first competitive contest since President Biden took office. Former President Trump has voiced support of Wright. In 2020, he carried the district by 3 points. In 2016, he won by 12. The runoff will be a race between the two top candidates from the special election. Wright will be up against Republican State Representative Jake Elizee, who gained 14.2% of the vote. Strong thunderstorms forecast for Louisiana and Mississippi. As we get into the week, a cold front is expected to move eastward from the plains to the Midwest, with the possibility of severe thunderstorms in Ohio and Tennessee River valleys. Find us on the web at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With vaccination becoming more widespread, Colorado's governor is pushing for children to return to the classroom. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has the story.
There are new pushes to get high schoolers vaccinated against COVID-19 now that shots are available to everyone 16 and older across the country. That comes as school districts return to full-time in-class instruction and some deal with outbreaks. Colorado is one of those states seeing a rise in cases among younger people, but Governor Jared Polis says that kids belong back in the classroom. He tells CNN that the data they have shows that schools have a generally lower infection rate.
The data that we have continues to show that schools are a relatively safe place in that they're controlled, there's mask wearing. It's not that there's zero transmission in schools, of course there is, but the transmission at schools seems to be a function of the general community transmission rate. So when it's high in a community, it's also high in the schools. When it's low in a community, it's lower in the schools.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Massive May Day marches happened across the globe. USA Radio's Wendy King has some examples.
Today is May Day, and there were marches across the world. A rare sight during the pandemic, large and closely packed crowds with marchers striding shoulder to shoulder. May Day is the International Labor Day, the annual celebration of workers' rights. In France, thousands took to the streets, sometimes scuffling with police. In Germany and in Bosnia, where rallies were allowed, workers vented their concerns over jobs and protections. In Indonesia, thousands voiced anger at a new jobs law that critics fear will reduce severance pay. Protesters in Jakarta laid mock graves on the street to symbolize hopelessness. Also in Istanbul, riot police stopped many from reaching the main plaza. In Rio de Janeiro, thousands of demonstrators rallied at Copacabana Beach. There were also protests in Brasilia and other cities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Medina Spirit won the 147th Kentucky Derby on Saturday night. Trainer Bob Baffert picked up his 7th Derby win, the most wins by a trainer for the event. It's the trainer's 2nd consecutive Derby victory. Last year, his horse Authentic earned the win. More than 51,000 were in attendance for the event after the venue had no fans in the 2020 race due to the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.